want to welcome into the studio now Joan King, Services Manager, YAP Ireland, and two advocates, Derek Meats and Christina Reid. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Morning. Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
We're going to start off, regular listeners know about YAP Ireland, but we get new listeners all the time. So, Joan, will you tell us about the work of YAP Ireland?
Yeah, sure, yeah. We work with young people in the community, aged 10 to 18, and we work in what we call a strengths-based and needs-led wraparound model. And how the work is done, the young people are matched with a community-based advocate, and they set their own individual goals, and we use a wraparound model to support them reach their goals. And the young people are usually, we work with young people and families, and they're usually struggling with some issues that they have in their life. Yeah.
And is it a referral program, or can people contact YAP direct?
At the moment, they're referred in mainly through TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency. We do work with other services, disability service, mental health, so CAMHS, the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services. But primarily, most of our referrals come from TUSLA.
Right, and we're making an appeal now because there's advocates needed.
Absolutely, that's why we're here now. Yeah, we're recruiting. We have a recruitment going at the moment, and we're looking for advocates.
Yeah.
So Christine and Derek can talk to you a little bit now about what it's like to be an advocate. But an advocate is ranges in age and gender and location. We take all kinds of people because it takes all sorts of people to work with all sorts of people in the community. Basically, an advocate needs to have about 3 months' experience of working with young people, or families, or both, and that can be life experience, or work experience, or voluntary kind of experience. And they need to have a driver's license and access to a car to carry out the work. They need to be Garda vetted, and they need to kind of complete our specific training, along with child safeguarding training.
I just want to stress here as well, because I do a lot of interviews, and usually the appeals we're making are for volunteers. These aren't volunteers.
No, they're not volunteers. This is a paid role. This is a paid role. And they work, each young person that they would match with their family, we offer up to 15 hours per week. So sometimes it suits people to take one case and work in a part-time way, a few hours a week, and they're paid for that. Other people could maybe possibly work 2 hours and have a little bit more work time in the week.
Yeah.
So it depends on people's availability and their circumstances, they don't have to have, it's not a full-time role that they need to have 40 hours a week available.
And I take it there's training involved, some sort of training?
Yeah, there's training. Yeah. There's the YAP model training, that's over 4 days, and there's child safeguarding training.
Yeah.
And they would, we run all those. That's once they submit the application and they come for interview and all that, all that is part of the recruitment process. Yeah.
Okay, now usually we're making these appeals, and we always say how great the advocates are and how fulfilling the work is. So it's great to have two advocates in studio with us this morning. So we have Christine and Derek. I'll go to you first, Christine. How did you get involved with YAP?
I was actually doing a bit of work experience in a jobs club, helping people do their CVs up and stuff like that. And I came across the job itself, and I applied for the job. And that was in 2011.
Yeah.
So I'm still with them with 2018. So I do like the job. I do like what I do. I do like working with the young people.
Yeah. And do you work what 15 hours? For how many years?
It could be over 15 hours. It could be 30 hours. You could get. It's dependent. One case is 15 hours. Two cases is 30 hours.
And the people that you work with, do you take it now? You've worked with many, many people, and form a relationship, and do you continue to talk to these people, or is it just for a certain period of time?
No, most cases is for 6 months only, and yes, you do form a relationship with them, but you're not their parent, you're not their friend, you're not their you're not a school teacher, you're somebody just for them to listen to, for you to listen to. Sometimes they mostly just need a space away from what's going on around them.
Yeah.
A little bit of advice, some choices in life. It's And you always know at the 6 months is coming to an end. You always remember that. You'll always keep that in your head. The 6 months is coming to an end. You don't see them after that.
Yeah.
Maybe you might catch up with them if you see them in a shopping centre or something like that. You're passing by, they'll call you over, or you'll see them and have a chat with them, and you find out then how they're actually doing.
Yeah.
Since you've left them.
Okay. So Derek, the young people that you're working with, are these vulnerable people?
I wouldn't say they were vulnerable. I think most of the people that we would work with would be young people that have maybe just gone off the rails a little bit and need a little bit of pointing in the right direction again, and you know, somebody that's going to listen to them and to help them. And I think the main thing is to let them know that you're there for them, that you're there to help them, you're there to support them, and that you're not going to give up on them when things get a little bit rough. It's more guidance than anything else. So, you know, there might be a little bit of vulnerability there, all right, but it's really just guidance and, as I say, pointing them back in the right direction and trying to show them that they need to do this, that or the other without being judgmental, without telling them this is what you need to do, that's what you need to do. It's about trying to let them see where they need to get to, but not in a judgmental way and not in a preaching way, I suppose.
Yeah, and as John said earlier, both of you would be matched to the young people that you work with. When John says matched, does she mean you just have the same interests or the same sort of background, or what way would you say?
Yeah, well, I'm relatively new to YAP, so I'm only with YAP since June. Christine's far more experienced advocate than myself. I'm working on two cases at the moment with two lads, two teenagers. I have a background in football. I was a football coach for a long time, so one of the lads in particular has got a big interest in football. I was a tradesman for a long time as well, and one of the lads has a particular interest in being a tradesman. But we've got other, I mean, you know, you find out very quickly with young lads, and I'm sure with young girls as well, you do share common interests, and you know, the likes of music and stuff like that. And when you spend time with them, when you build up a bit of rapport with them, you realise soon enough that you do have kind of common ground with each other. So that's important as well, you know.
And Christine, what cases would you, what type of people would you be working with? Just to give people an idea of who.
Since 2011, I've had a range of different types of young people that I've been working with. I had one, maybe near enough my first case, I had one girl, she would be in her 20s now. She was very angry. She had there was loads of reasons why she was angry, and everybody understood that. But she's actually doing, I have met her, bumped into her. She's actually working in the airport now. She's doing great work.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure it's very fulfilling for you both. Yeah. So when you just meet up with people later on and you see that they're doing great and they're back on the straight and narrow.
The matching process is great. I have to say, since 2011, I haven't been mismatched. Every case, like sometimes you could, there's some cases might, some of the young people might not engage, but I've always had a good case and young people that's always engaged with me. And how I'd see the matching, how well I'd say the matching is good. Some of the majority I've worked with is girls, young girls I've worked with. And I think when you're an advocate, when you become an advocate, you need to remember when you were 13, 14, 15, 16. And what was going on for you back then?
I'd have trouble now remembering.
I have trouble remembering last week. But me teenagers, I can actually remember them. And most of these young girls, I can actually see a lot of myself in them when they were younger. And that's why I say it's actually a good match.
Yeah, you might get these people coming back to YAP Ireland down the road.
Some of them have said it to me they'd like to be an advocate.
So we have had a small number of applications, all right, but we would love that. We'd love to see people coming back.
Yeah, that'd be great because they've experienced the whole thing.
And
you know, I've great admiration for YAP Ireland. We've been talking about for years.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about the training. We don't want to frighten people off saying they have to go into training, you know. So
I know, yeah, no, we don't want to frighten people off because it's very common sense kind of training. Yeah. You know, it's really about, you know, understanding what the role of the advocate is, you know, as part of the training, what your kind of job description is. Yeah. It's also a little bit about behaviour management, building relationship, and the child safeguarding is a standard kind of training that anyone working with young people or vulnerable adults would do, like across the board in any organisation. People need to complete that standard. But no, we're very welcoming and everything is very, you know, clear.
Relaxed,
very relaxed. Yeah, it's not, you're not doing exams or anything like that, or study, but No, you'd agree, no. Guys.
Can I say, just John, when I applied at first, the very first kind of introduction I had to Yap, I was the only man in a room of about 22 people. And at first I just thought, oh my God, what have I let myself in for here? But very, very quickly you learn that it's not that sort of an environment where you should be in any way daunted or anything like that. It's very comfortable, very relaxed. The people around you are fantastic. Everybody's pulling in the same direction. So, you know, there's absolutely no reason why anybody that's thinking of applying to become an advocate should feel that they're not up to it or whatever. I mean, as I said, I came from a completely different background, being a tradesman. Yeah. You know, at first I wasn't exactly sure whether it was going to be for me or not. But as soon as you let yourself kind of go with the flow and realise that everybody else wants the same thing that you do, you become quite relaxed.
Yeah, and the support base, the support that's there for advocates, between advocates themselves plus the team leaders, is great.
It's fantastic.
And the training continues. It's not, I don't mean training continues, I mean we get training on training days, which are very related to what you're actually, the job you'll be doing.
Yeah, we organise like speakers coming in, and kind of there's some training days throughout the years. That people are there with specific training days. But it's really like what, you know, what Derek is saying, it's really that passion, I suppose, for young people and interest in young people. I probably didn't say that at the beginning. That is the main thing, the main driver. People who really want to work with young people and families and give back to the community. A lot of us have that kind of need to feel that we have something meaningful that we do and we give back to our community. And, you know, seeing the young people, like Christine's story there of meeting someone and seeing that they're, you know, working away like in their adult life, having been through the programme, is just like you get a little, you know, kind of hop in your step, like they say. Yeah. When you hear those stories, they're just great. And we do hear them time and time again because it really is just about giving someone, reaching out and giving a hand or a leg up into getting on, you know, overcoming some of the struggles that they're in dealing with at the moment, you know.
And what sort of age group are we talking about that you'd be working with?
We're working with roughly 10 to 18 year olds. That would be the cohort. Mainly, I suppose, it's probably 13 to 16, you know. They're the main ages. And we're open to working with older or younger. I mean, we do work with families. We can work with the whole family, like maybe a bit of family support. Getting routines in a family, you know, getting people up and out for school in the morning, you know, budgeting, stuff like that. Maybe people have kind of been a bit overwhelmed or a bit, these things are a little bit stressful to deal with. And you need a bit of support at that.
So to be certain, that there'll be young people and they could be coming from a background that's affecting their whole
behaviour.
Of course.
So is this where the dealing with families comes into it and not just dealing with the young person?
Well, I suppose my thing is, you know, that I go on about is that, like, well, every young person has a family, you know. So we talk about in YAP working with a young person or working with a family, but in actual fact every young person you work with has a parent or a guardian, a carer that, you know, the advocates link with. You'll agree, guys, that, you know, they have that constant communication with the family, reporting back and hearing their side, and family meetings. But it's really, it's all about a wraparound model. It's not just working with the young person on their own, and it's about who are their supports in their life. And it could be links to the community,
schools,
the family, extended family that haven't been around, linking people in and people, you know, moving in to take on different roles, you know.
So there's a lot to it, like the psychology involved there, I'd say, as well.
Yeah,
there is a bit. I mean, it's life experience, I suppose, because at the end of the day, we've all been at some point in our lives through the mill a little bit and had hardships and had rough times. And I suppose with regard to the family, it's about empowering people to a certain extent, because if you're not in a good place yourself, it's very hard to help anybody else. So if the parent is not feeling great, if they've got issues going on in their lives, you try to help them as best you can to empower them to be able to help the young person as well. So it's kind of about building a solid base and working from the bottom up, really. So it's a whole strength-based thing, really.
Yeah, and I mean, there may be psychology involved, indeed, but we like to think of ourselves as common sense, you know, ordinary people. Just, you know, being able to, as Derek says, have life experience and obviously some education background, you know.
But that's, it's not actually about having degrees.
No.
To become an advocate. No. It is about having just common sense and just being able to relate with young people.
And I'd say, like yourself, Christine, do your past experiences help now? So you're on a learning curve all the time, more or less.
You're always challenged. Yeah. That's one thing I will say. When you're always being challenged in YAP, with the different young people that you will get, you're always being challenged, and that's the thing. It never stands still for you. It's always up and down. So you'll have good days, bad days yourself, and everything else with the families. But it's very challenging. It can be very challenging. But I enjoy the challenge. So if you do enjoy the challenge, apply.
I think very challenging, but at the same time, extremely rewarding. You know, and I think the reward is far greater than the challenge, to be quite honest. You know,
and I'd say there's great friendships formed with among the advocates themselves, because
lost. I mean, look, as I said, I'm only starting out. I'm only, you know, 3 months or 4 months there now at this stage, but just to know that the support network is there. You've got, you know, the likes of Christine was actually involved with my training, so she was there right through my whole training thing. And when I found out how experienced she was, it was great to be able to go and kind of ask her the odd question here and there and find out, you know, what her experience working with YAP was. And she was fantastic, and she's still there now. So I mean, I know that I can pick up the phone and speak to Christine, I can pick up the phone and speak to my team leader, I can ring Joan. There's a fantastic support network out there, so you're never left on your own. And even some days when you're feeling a bit, you know, yourself, you get a day maybe where you're not feeling great, there's always a support network there for you to bounce back off and, you know, pick yourself up again. You're never left to your own devices. You're never on your own.
Yeah.
The advocate actually has a YAP phone, and they have 24/7 support because we have an on-call service.
Yeah.
And we have a YAP team leader on call. Not the same one. It varies. 24/7. So they can always ring to debrief, or just as Derek says, that extra bit of support, because sometimes mostly they work outside of office hours, you know, could be evening time.
Well, listen, guys, it's great work you're doing, and fair play to you. And if there's somebody out there listening, how do they go about it?
Well, they can get onto our website. So it's www.yapireland.ie, or if they wanted to phone up, they could phone us on, it's a double number, 01 868 9180. And like, if people have any concerns about, you know, applying or filling in an application form, we'd really encourage them just to ring up, and we can support anyone if they have any questions or concerns about the application form. But our opinion polls, our surveys show that 86.5% of people say that YAP is a really enjoyable place to work. So,
yeah, there was a huge report done a couple of years ago, wasn't there?
Yeah, and well, we do a staff opinion poll every year. It varies, and we're running one now this year. So last year we had our stats, and 90% say that, you know, YAP lives up to their values, which is great for us. It's a great boost. So apply.
Derek and Christine, you'd recommend people going for this?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Well, now talking to you, I can see how fulfilling it is, and how happy it makes us when you
see
positive outcome.
As I said, you know, you might have the odd challenge here and there, but the rewards far outweigh the challenge. It's a very rewarding job to do, so I would encourage anybody that's interested to definitely apply and go for it, and don't be daunted. I was a little bit to start, but I'm so glad I went through with it.
Yeah.
And the young people keep you young.
Yeah.
Even though you're not, they keep you young.
Yeah, they said that about my grandchildren, but I don't believe that. Listen, thank you all very much.
Thanks for having us.
Great work you're doing, and it's brilliant, you know. So it's www.yapireland.ie. They can apply online.
And they'll go online and see Work With Us, and go to the link, and the application form will be there. They can read some more about the job spec,
Or they can phone 01 868 9180.
That's it.
Right, well, this will be going up on podcast, and we'll put those details on the podcast.
Expect loads of calls.
Hopefully.